It's time for Rowan County High School football on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pond, Cave Run Pharmacy, the Citizens Bank of Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books, The Fuzzy Duck, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Regional Medical Center, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Kickoff is minutes away on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And this evening from the Marvin Moore Multipurpose Complex, Paul Ousley Stadium and Viking Field on the campus of Round County Senior High School in Moorhead, the football Vikings entertain the Mason County Royals as the Viking faithful celebrate homecoming. Hello everyone, I'm Randy Stacy. Jared Stacy's under the weather this evening. Mason County, coached by Joseph Wynn, is 2-2 on the season and is coming off a 45-21 home loss to Boyd County. Round County, coached by Kelly Ford, is 1-3 and coming off a 40-14 home loss to Fleming County. They're 10 Queen and 10 King homecoming candidates, and the winner will be crowned at halftime. Our pregame show will continue with our pregame talk with Kelly Ford after this on WIVY 96.3 and WIVYradio.com.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The pregame show continues now with Round County Coach Kelly Ford. And Kelly, let's go back and talk a little bit about the Fleming County game.
Well, after watching it on film, we definitely didn't win the battle up front. They overpowered us up front. Didn't tackle well. It's kind of our same story we've been doing all ever since we started, trying to get better at that. But overall, not taking anything from Fleming. Their running back had a tremendous night. He ran the ball really well, and our guys have just got to continue to stick together and see if we can figure this thing out.
Well, one thing that did happen at Fleming County, you had some more guys get banged up.
A lot of changes. A lot of our young guys this week is going to get their shot of varsity time. In particular, JT had his debate last week, but this week Matthew Hamilton is going to be starting a quarterback, freshman. Got Tucker Fannin that's going to be starting right tackle, freshman. And then Brody Barnett, which he started last game, is another freshman. And then we got two sophomore guards. And then a junior center. So we're going to be young across the board. You pencil in one spot and like next man up, like you usually say, but we pretty much had to revamp our team a little bit.
What about the guys who are going to carry the ball?
Lane and JT. JT does a tremendous job, and he has a great head on his shoulders. And they're going to have to carry the workload. Jackson's still banged up a little bit. We'll still spot play him some on the offensive side. But other than that, JT will carry the load for us for Friday night.
Abram, he's not listed as a starter, even as a second teamer on the depth chart. And so there's at least a decent chance that we're not going to see him.
Now, he got pretty banged up with the hip flexor. He's been in treatment all week, but he goes for his MRI on Thursday, we'll see if he's able to go. We might spot play him, but with the off week coming up as well. We can rest him for 2 weeks and, have him full strength when it comes to district time.
As usual, we always record this on Thursday. Today, what do you do?
Well, we still have our normal routine of our situational practice. We've got a group of situations on the paper, just like live game, running kids in and out on the field. Also, we're, waiting on the clearance of Deshaun Watson. He got banged up with a mild concussion last game. He's went through the protocol. He's got to have contact on Thursday. We got to have contact with him on Thursday, and then he'll be able to play if everything goes well with Mandy.
That's it for segment one. We'll be back with segment two and talk about Mason County with Coach Kelly Ford after this on WIVY.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website, at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings. Perfect for truck beds, brush guards, farm equipment, boats, trailers, and more. Line X of Moorhead also has truck accessories, including bed covers, hitches, and Nerf bars. Avoid damage from rust and everyday wear and tear. Call 784-1155 and protect your investment for life. Mention this ad and get 10% off your Line X protective coatings. Line X of Moorhead, located off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorheadKY.com.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Well, we thought we faced an athletic team, Fleming County, and they were athletic, but it's another world this week with Mason County.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we played this game forever, and, you know, it kind of got off the schedule where a few years ago and finally got it back. We've always had really good games with Mason, even the status of, you know, which team is better, but even with, you know, this is probably, once on film, one of the most athletic teams that, again, the game's going to be really fast. You know, we always been playing these big team, these big linemen. They don't have big linemen. They just have nice, skilled, athletic linemen that move their feet really well. So the game will be really fast, and you know, like they're wanting to get into the space and, you know, let their athletes shine.
When you say fast, you're talking about actually their players, because if they're going to sling it around, it very well may not be a fast game on the clock.
No. That's exactly right. I mean, we're, you know, they're going to sling it around, but they're going to sling it to the guys in space. We'll see a lot of, you know, quick game. We'll see some screen game, really, and then, you know, they always throw a double pass with a couple. Got to score a touchdown on both games prior. So defensively, we've got to, you know, take it up a notch and really fly around and cover the field.
Their leading rusher has less than 100 yards. So you've already said it. They're going to be trying to get them in space by throwing the football.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. They like I said, they'll screen us. They'll mayday us. You know, slants, quick outs. You know, just things that it's going to get the quarterback with the ball release, and they'll test it down the field. Quarterback's got a decent arm. They'll sling some big balls that run four verts down, and you know, they've got a, you know, really good receiver that's got over 300 some yards receiving right now. So that's their power of their game, is the receiving core.
What about their schemes, first offense and then defense? How are they going to line up?
Offensively, you're going to see a lot of trips. Three receivers, one side, one on the backside, and then there'll be a lot of two by two, with two slots and the receiver, and then you know, they have not showed any empty, but I say empty's probably in the package, empty out the backfield a little bit. As a whole, defensively, they're going to be a basically a 3-3 stack. You know, you play a lot of blitz game. I hadn't seen anything else besides that, and they can easily adjust up to a 5-man front out of that 3-3s. You know, I think our key for Friday night will be running right at them.
A different look around campus this week. Homecoming started with the Powder Puff, and I've seen some pictures from each of the, what is right now, the first 3 days. It's had a different look around campus. Everybody's been dressed a little different.
Yeah, it's a big school event when homecoming happens. I mean, kids really get involved with it. Teachers get involved. Everybody gets involved. But it's been a really, really good week, and we're excited to get the football game going.
We saw Barbie, and you know, just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, they had Barbie. They got the Adam Sandler Day. They've had they got Spirit Day on Friday, which everybody had a green and white on. But you know, overall, I mean, it's a really, really proud event that our students really take involved in.
Hey, this is homecoming.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually this is probably the first year that I hadn't stressed, because my guys stress over the Powder Puff game. So we played that on Sunday and got it. They switched it where all the other activities are going on with soccer and volleyball and stuff like that. So they switched it to Sunday, and I think it worked out great. It might have been the lowest scoring defensive battle Powder Puff game we ever had. It came down to a kickoff, and I think the seniors end up getting one more in the pouring rain. I mean, they got a little taste of football being out in the rain. I mean, it came up on us, but it was a really good event Wednesday and really a physical game. I mean, some of those girls was tackling probably harder than some of my boys are right now.
Tonight, we're dealing with football, and it's going to be a challenge for your team. And so what are you going to tell the young kids just before you get ready to play?
Well, I mean, number one, take in the moment. I mean, you're getting your first shine. You know, we've got to still stick together. We're banking on these young guys to continue our program. You know, it's a bright future, no doubt. But, you know, all the quality varsity time they're getting now, getting to see the speed of the game and all that good stuff, and, you know, the physicality of the game will really help them out. But, you know, just going to, you know, the last thing is I'm just going to tell them, just go out and have fun. Enjoy the weekend.
We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this on WIVY.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. And that's what you'll always get when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA boldest pork loin halves are just $1.99 a pound. Fresh picked Honeycrisp apples are only $1.69 a pound. And Duncan Hines Classic and Signature Cake Mixes are 3 for just $5. Don't miss the specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owensville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Again, this is homecoming, and at halftime, the homecoming queen and king will be announced. There are 10 candidates for each. On the boys' side, Slade White, Josh Drake, Colby Wilburn, Trevor Gibson, Deshaun Watson, Jackson Greenhill, Lane Pelfrey, Kevin Roberts, Braden Birchfield, and Weston Maxey. Among the ladies, Layla Green, Autumn Eggleston, Natalie Northcutt, Allison Ingalls, Rachel Whalen, Destiny Utterback, Aria Eggleston, Marley Hurst, Grace Crisp, and Sophia Price. Again, the winning king and queen will be announced at halftime. At the end of this game, we'll be selecting the St. Clair Healthcare Round County Viking Player of the Game. And also at halftime, we have a special interview with Chris McClurg, the Chief Financial Officer of St. Clair Healthcare. And we're going to talk a little bit about a big fundraising event that they had on Thursday. In fact, that's when we recorded the interview, and what they're doing for a neighboring community here around us. And talk about their new urgent treatment centers and also what all the St. Clair Healthcare is doing for other surrounding counties. Round County comes in at 1-3 on the season. They opened the season with a home loss to Lawrence County, then lost at East Carter, defeated Bath County on the road 39-6, and then lost last week to Fleming County 40-14. And Round County will have next week off before they play Ashland Blazer on the 29th in Ashland to open district play. For Mason County, they opened with a loss at Russell 28-8. Defeated Montgomery County at home 34-14, defeated Fleming County at home 49-21, and lost last week to Boyd County 45-21 at home. The series records are kept from 1998 on, and in this case, the Mason County Royals hold an 11-5 advantage in the series. The last game played was back in 2018, and Round County defeated Mason County 47-13. Round County, Abram Norton will not start at quarterback. He's banged up. He is dressed, and I would imagine could possibly see some action. But freshman Matthew Hamilton will get the start. Also available at quarterback will be Deshaun Watson, and again, perhaps Abram Norton. JT Judd back in at one of the wingback spots. 22 carries, 166 yards, and 2 touchdowns so far on the season. The fullback will be Lane Pelfrey, and the other wingback will be Will Richardson. The wide receiver, Madden Owen, he has 16 catches for 262 yards and 2 touchdowns. And at the other side, the wide receiver, also a tight end at times, Braden Birchfield, 6'2", 195, and a senior with 7 receptions for 196 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Mason County Royals, they're a very talented team. They will be without probably their most talented player, Landon Silly, a wide receiver, is actually at a big-time baseball camp this weekend, and he's missing this football contest. Keyshawn Thomas is the quarterback, a 5'11", 175-pound senior. He's 27-57 with 5 interceptions for 614 yards, 7 touchdowns, and he's also scored 2 touchdowns. This is a team that throws the football. If you listen to the pregame show, you heard Kelly Ford tell that. They have 178 yards rushing offense and 898 yards in passing offense. The officiating crew for this game, familiar one. The referee will be Roy Wright. The umpire, Jared Atkins. The head linesman is Joe Billman. The line judge is Jason Bradshaw. And the back judge is Cable Wright. Round County and Mason County, we'll have the final comments and the kickoff when we come back after this on WIVY.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. I have 35 years of experience in civil, criminal, and family law. I formed the Montgomery County Drug Court, was appointed a circuit judge representative to serve on the Juvenile Justice Advisory Board and the Children's Justice Act Task Force, and was the first judge to serve on both the Supreme Court's Family Court Rules Committee and the Supreme Court's Criminal Rules Committee. Vote for experience on November 7th. Vote for Beth Mays, Circuit Judge. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, Circuit Judge, John T. Lane, Treasurer.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Nice crowd. I mean, an outstanding crowd rolling in. I cannot see a parking space available. As I look across the main parking lot and out over across to McBrayer Elementary and all the way down by the tennis courts, it is a huge crowd here for homecoming. The players and officials are at midfield for the coin toss. Those guys are big guys, tall guys, and Roy Wright is not, so we'll have to wait till he steps out from in between those folks. They're still talking, still going on. A nice long tunnel ready for the Round County Vikings to run through here for homecoming. Yeah. Roy looks to Mason County, then to back to Round County. The coin toss is in the air. Looks as though Round County may have won the toss. And deferred. Mason County will get it, and they will move left to right as we view things here in the first half. Mason County in white jerseys, gray football pants with blue trim, blue numbers, blue helmets. Round County in the solid green football jersey and pants with the white numbers and white lettering. And we are scheduled to get underway in just about a minute, but I think by the time we get the field cleared, that will probably be a little later than that. So Round County is yet to do the run through. In Round County is starting on the offensive line, Tucker Fannin, a freshman, Caden Truman, a sophomore, Mason Kelly, a junior, Colton Perkins, a sophomore, and Brody Barnett, a freshman. They are starting a lot of freshmen. Lane Pelfrey at the fullback, J.T. Judd, and Will Richardson at the wingbacks, but of course Jackson Hamilton is playing not every snap, but playing a lot on defense and maybe just occasionally on offense. And Madden Owen is out at a wide receiver, and Braden Birchfield at the other. Brown County ready to go now. As soon as we clear the field, we will get this one underway. Kicking off for Round County should be Josh Drake. Deep for the Mason County offense has been Landon Sealy, but he is again away at a baseball camp, so we expect Cole Horch and C.J. Arthur to be back. We'll try to recheck that as they go deep. Roy Wright, he's ready to mark it as soon as we can get folks set. The center person deep is Arthur. Horch is on one side, and on the other side is Trey Walker. Out to handle the kickoff for Round County will be Josh Drake. He's got it teed up. Actually, he's got it flat on the tee. And now they're bringing up their hands group. There's the whistle. And a kick to the 38-yard line is picked up there by a return man, and he's going to get it back out near midfield, and that's Tegan Rout, a backup quarterback and also a running back. So Mason County will get it. First and 10 on their own, I believe, 49. They're going to place it. Nope, they're going to put him at midfield. So Brown County with a squib kick, but it did not get past the Mason County line. So great field position for the Royals. Thomas with one back behind him. Two receivers left, one right. And he, keeping it is Thomas, and he's around the left side, and he has a lot of running room. He's down inside the 30, where he's pushed out of bounds by Deshaun Watson. It was a bootleg left, took it around left end, and there was nobody there for a long time. Deshaun Watson ran him out of bounds, and it's down to the 19-yard line. That's a 31-yard run for the starting quarterback, Keyshawn Thomas, who only had, well, actually was in negative yardage on the season. But now we've got, I did not see a flag, trying to find the white hat, Roy Wright, to see what he's going to signal. He said his knee was down, so they're going to put it on, apparently. Well, we have no explanation, nor does the public address announcer or anybody else, but we're back, and it is first and 10 again. Thomas ready for the snap, and hands off up the middle, and believe that was Trey Walker that was met there.
Ball carried by number 12, Kenton Johnson.
Kenton Johnson, not number 2, it was number 12, and he gets it down to the 48-yard line for a pickup of 2, second down and 8 yards to go for Mason County. We're less than a minute into this one. Quarterback Thomas turns to the far side to get the play, and now calls it out. Brown County had about 3 tacklers, led by Dominic Justice and Lane Pelfrey. Going back is Thomas. He will sling it. Now he's going to roll out. He's got room to run. Now he throws deep down the field, and it is caught. Just went up and beat the Brown County defender.
Catch was made by C.J. Arthur, and that's a first down inside the 5-yard line. They put it at the 3, first and goal for Mason County. In the backfield now is Trey Walker. Getting the play is Thomas from the Mason County sidelines. In the shotgun once again. Handoff up the middle, and in for the touchdown is Trey Walker. So Mason County is on the board here in the first quarter at the 10:25 mark. 3-play, 50-yard drive, and since they had it from the 12-minute mark, that was 1 minute and 35 seconds. And they're going to go for 2. Here's a pass in the end zone, and it is no good. It was Tegan Rout, the backup quarterback, that took the direct snap and tried to get a 2-point conversion, and he could not. So with 10:25 to go in the first quarter, it's Mason County 6, Round County nothing. Back in a moment on WIBY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the best ever Big Mac burger. Take it away, Hamburglar.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, there's more special sauce in every bite.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, rubble, rubble.
Buy McDonald's best Big Mac and get a free order of medium fries. Only in the app. Offer valid once per day through October 2nd at participating McDonald's. Excludes tax. Must opt into rewards.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Colton Kenny kicks it off down to the 18-yard line. Round County's returning it on the far side. We'll wait till the return man stands up, and it was Drake that took it back. Round County gets it with 10:19 to go here in the first quarter. First and 10 in their own territory. They put the football down at the 37-yard line.
Where will be first down, Vikings.
Freshman Matthew Hamilton. Out there we expect Lane Pelfrey at fullback with Richardson and Judd, the wingbacks.
Number 8, Matthew
Hamilton. And Matthew Hamilton will go under center. And Will Richardson just moved. Just moved. So it'll be first and 15 from the 32 on the illegal procedure. Back at, again at the 32-yard line. So Round County down 6-0 is behind the chains early in their first possession. Same formation. Hamilton turns it off to Pelfrey, and he is hit immediately. Stood up. Looked like leading the way for Mason County was Cole Messer. Ball's at the 33-yard line, so it'll be 2nd and 14 to go for Round County. Hamilton comes halfway to the sidelines and has it back, and he's back in the huddle. Three, four set for the Royals. Hamilton gets it. And cutting back and getting some nice yardage. Whoop, they're going to throw a flag. J.T. Judd carried it, but had a nice little hold, got probably 5 or 6 yards. But it's a hold called on Round County. They should mark it from the 33-yard line if they accept it.
Replay, second down.
Any and all, they have declined the penalty, so it'll be 3rd.
Penalty was declined by the Royals.
14 from the 33. Yeah, that's right. It's up to the 36. So it'll be third and 11 from the 36. Brown County had huddled well back around the 20-yard line. Now they're out to the 36. And Hamilton is under center. Calls the count. Throws out in the flat to Madden Owen. Owen gets one ticket, misses another one. He may get a first down, and he does. Across midfield and down to about the 46 or 47-yard line. Brown County's initial first down of the game, first and 10. And it is Mason County territory in the 46-yard line. For Mason, Madden Owen, rather, that is the 17th catch of the season. Mason County gave Brown County a lot of room on the pass out in the flat. So Owen actually had a couple of three really good steps before anybody got to him. Then he broke a couple of tackles. Handoff around the left side. That is Jackson Hamilton from his younger brother. He gains out near the fourth down, near the 40-yard line.
Bring up second and four from the 40 for the Vikings.
They put it right on the 40. Second down and 4 yards to go. Hamilton is working under center. Owen is the only receiver out deep to the right of the formation. Hamilton takes it back, throws out in the flat once again. That's Madden Owen. He gets near the first down, but it's going to be just short. Lucky he's down to about the 42-yard line. Probably going to be third and one. To the 37-yard line, my mistake. Still going to be third and one. A lot of steps for Matthew Hamilton. He comes almost to the sideline. Now has to run back across. The ball's on the far hash. The open side of the field is the near side, the bleacher side of Paul Hoosley Stadium. Hamilton under center. They bobble the handoff, and
up in the ball carrier.
With it was Jackson Hamilton, and he has that high ankle sprain, and he is coming off the field limping. It's back to the 40, so it's going to be fourth and four. Round County looks like they're going to go for it. I'm not saying that was the high ankle sprain, but he already has had one, and that's why he's not playing every snap. Matthew Hamilton has it. He goes back for a fourth and four from the 40-yard line. Madden Owen goes to the right side. Pelfrey and J.T. Judd are in the backfield. Hamilton. And wait a minute. There's a timeout. Timeout in Round County. Coaching staff didn't like what was going on the field. So with 6:01 to go in the first quarter, it's Mason County 6, Round County nothing. We'll be back in a moment on WIVY.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694. Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop will have a yard sale on Saturday, September 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street. There'll be great deals on household items, decor, and much more. Everything will be priced less than $20. Check out all the bargains, enjoy the soda fountain, and get prescriptions filled. That's the Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop yard sale on Saturday, September 16th with great deals on household items, decor, and much, much more. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street in Morehead.
Three-yard line,
And that game is good for a first down.
All right, again, J.T. Judd got the pitch out, took it around the right side before we got back to you here, and is at the 33-yard line. First and 10. Brown County quickly back up to the line. 5:44 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 Mason County. Hamilton hands off up the middle, and Pelfrey has it. He's inside the 30-yard line, maybe down to the 29.
Gain of 4 on the play.
Second down and 6 to go from the 29. Brown County getting some yardage, but they're also trying to play possession football. Mason County will try to go deep, and as Coach Ford said, they will sling it everywhere around the field. Hamilton reaches under center. Hands off to Pelfrey. He gets near the 25-yard line.
Pelfrey on the carry again for the Vikings. Gain of about 3 on the play. We're at 3rd and 3.
They put it on the 26-yard line.
On the Mason County 26-yard line.
3rd down and 3 to go. Mason County tackler was Kenton Johnson, who plays on both sides of the football. Hamilton with 3 backs in the backfield. An old-fashioned wishbone. Hand off up the middle, and they're not going to get the first down. In fact, there may be a loss of 1.
Medicine line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. We got 4th and 3 for the Vikings.
Actually, they put it on the 25, so they do get 1. 4th down and 2 to go. Nope, way back. It's right on the 25, so they did gain a bit. And Brown County will go for it on another 4th down. Pelfrey and J.T. Judd in the backfield. Snap. Throw out in the flat, and that's Madden. Owen has it. He gets down to the 20-yard line and a 1st down.
Pass incomplete to number 5, Madden Owen.
Pick up a 5. Brown County continues this drive with 3:25 with the clock now restarted after the chains are set. A little late getting back out, so Matthew Hamilton will have to hustle this one. And we'll keep our eye on Cable Wright, the back judge, who's on the back of the end zone. He has yet to raise an arm to say there's 10 seconds. So they're going to have time. Matthew Hamilton hands off to Pelfrey. Pelfrey gets a couple of yards. That's about it. Colton Kenny, a linebacker, and a Shane Jones tackling for Mason County.
Second and 8 for the Vikings.
Put it down on the 27-yard line. The 17-yard line. So it'll be 2nd down and 7 to go. Clock now down, nearing the 2:20 mark of this quarter. Hamilton. We have a dead ball false start.
False start.
On Brown County.
Be a 5-yard penalty.
So it'll be 2nd down and 12 from the 22. I really didn't see that. There was only 1 man in motion. Maybe when he went in motion, the right tackle or the tight end may have moved. Madden Owen comes to the left side. The only receiver. In motion goes Richardson. Pitch back to J.T. Judd. He tries to cut it upfield, but he's going to lose 2. And now there's a flag. A really late flag.
There is a flag on the field.
Ball's marked at the 25 right now. That would be 3rd and 15. Roy Wright turns to signal.
Personal foul, face mask.
It's a face mask. So let's see how they mark that. Should be marked from the 22. That would be half the distance down to the 11. I don't see a football. Actually, they're going to put it on the 12-yard line. It'll be the second down and two. That is not an automatic first down in high school.
Penalty will bring up second and four for the Vikings from the Mason County 13-yard line.
Hamilton reaches under. Turns. Hands it off to J.T. Judd. He gets it down near the 10, and then he is thrown back hard
Judd on the carry
by Bryce Moran, a safety. They're going to get it to the 11-yard line. That is a pickup of 1 yard. Third down and one to go. Seventeen plays on this drive, counting the penalties. Right now we go down, I believe, as a 14-play drive. Reaching under is Hamilton. Hands off to Pelfrey. Pelfrey gets it inside the 10-yard line, and Round County will have first and goal. Fifteenth official play of this drive. It's on the 9-yard line. It would be nicer if it was first and goal inside the 5.
Vikings are first and goal from the Mason County 9-yard line.
Mason County sends in a bigger lineman than they had in there. Couldn't pick the number. The number is so tight. And pulled up. Belfry is knocked down after just getting the football. Isley Morales gets it. See where it's placed. It's going to be right at the 10-yard line. First and goal. Second and goal, excuse me. And that's going to run the clock down to zeros in the end of the first quarter. Mason County 6, Round County nothing. Back after this.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Again, thank you to all of our
15-play drive at this point. And Round County will start quarter number two with the football on the 10-yard line, second and goal. Round County's drive has began at the 10:19 mark of the first quarter, and they still have the football as the second quarter gets underway. They come straight from the huddle on the sidelines and go to the football. Pelfrey and J.T. Judd are the running backs. One receiver, that is Madden Owen. Richardson goes in motion. There was out, and it's going to be intercepted. Tried to throw a fade pattern to Madden Owen. He did not get it far enough, and was picked off by Tegan Rout of the Mason County Royals. and Mason County will get it with 11:55 to go here in the second quarter, and they will have it first and 10 on the 20-yard line. It was intercepted in the end zone. Man, no one was double covered. It would have been a miracle for him to catch that football, and it actually didn't get to him. The man in front of him on the coverage picked it, and that was route. Back out comes Mason County. Two receivers each way. No tight end. Back in the backfield. And Thomas rolls out to the left. He can look downfield, and he gets it. A nice throwing against his body. Gets it out to Trey Walker. And it'll be a first down for the Mason County Royals. Put it down out at the 33-yard line. A pickup of 13, first and 10. Thomas looks to the sidelines. He was running hard to the left and had to square his shoulders and throw back. Hand off up the middle, and there's a lot of yardage there, but a nice tackle at the 45-yard line. Chris Cross and Grayson Smith on the tackle. They put it at the 46-yard line. Another pick of 13. Pick up of 13, and it's first and 10. 13 rushing yards on that play, 13 passing yards on the play prior to that. Thomas rolls out to his right, and he's hit, gets away from the tackler, steps into a throw, and it's picked off at the 46-yard line. And who was that? Jackson. That was Jackson Hamilton got back in there. So Rand County will get it back. 10:48 to go here in the first quarter. Second quarter. I said first quarter. 10:48 to go in the second quarter. First and 10 on the Mason County 42-yard line. Matthew Hamilton hands it off to Pelfrey, and he is game tackle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Mason County Royals in on that tackle.
Gain of one on the play. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line.
Second and 9 after the 1-yard pickup. Hamilton in the huddle. They have the play. Madden Owen to the left side. Hamilton gives it on a counter play to Richardson. He gets across the 40-yard line, but that's about it.
Bring the ball down to the Mason County 39-yard line.
Tackle for Mason County.
Game of about 3 on the play.
By Cole Messer.
Third and
it's at the 39-yard line. Third down and 7 to go for Round County. 9:35 to go in the second quarter. Game moving along thanks to Round County running 16 plays before throwing an interception and running 10 minutes and 19 seconds plus all the way from the 10:19 mark of the first quarter down to the first play, in the second quarter. Hamilton goes back, and he's going to be sacked. Unblocked. Was Mason County's Isley Morales. And the ball was back at the 46-yard line. Fourth and 14. And Rayon County's going to punt it. A going deep. If you would turn around, we'd tell you who it was, who it is. Might be Bryce Moran. Marion County needs an extra player on the punt team. Now they've got 11 out there. Deshaun Watson to punt. Watson gets it. Gets the punt away, and it will be allowed to bounce. We'll roll down to around the 11 or 12 yard line. And that was Bryce Moran, who got away from the football wisely. Mason County here in the second quarter at the 8:03 mark. We'll get it first and 10 on their own 11 yard line.
At the Mason County 11-yard line.
6-0, Mason County Royals, 8:03 to go before halftime in a quick-moving game. Each team has thrown an interception. Thomas in the backfield. He has a running back with him. Hands it off and getting it out to near the 15-yard line was the only running back.
Ball game number two, Trey Walker.
Trey Walker on the carry. It's at the 15.
For the Royals.
Second down and 6 to go. Actually, they set the chain up on the 12-yard line. So second and 7. Thomas drops a snap. Now he's going to try to get outside, and he's going to be tackled for a loss. Yeah, he was in the shotgun. The ball hit the turf. The ball is at the 14-yard line. Third down and 8 to go.
Also, Dominic Justice in on the play for the Vikings.
Approaching the 7-minute mark of the second quarter. Now back to Thomas. He rolls to the left side. Now squares up, throws it deep down the field, and incomplete. Deshaun Watson jumped too early. The ball got over his outstretched hands, but his hands apparently made it so that the receiver could not catch the football, could not see it. And Garyon McClain was intended receiver, and he's limping back.
Watson and Drake back to receive for the Vikings. Royals at punt.
Fourth and 8 to go from the 14, and they're going to punt. Again. Yep. No one can pick up the number. It's a low snap. Gets it away. It's going to roll and into Brown County territory inside the 40-yard line. It keeps rolling. Looks like it was Max Arrowsmith that did the punting.
At the Vikings 32-yard line, Brown County will take over first and 10.
Brown County will get it 6:38 here to go in quarter number 2. It will be at the 37-yard line. So that was 13. And on the plus side was 36, a 49-yard punt. Wow. County back with it. A nice little defensive stand there, but then they got a great punt on the roll. Hamilton pitches to JT Judd. He tries to get around the end and will lose a yard.
Judd on the carry for the Vikings. No gain.
Nice job. Nice tackle by Coach Kenny. And one other Mason County Royal. Ball's put back at the 37. They gave him back to the original line, and it's second and 10. It's a quick defense. Quick defense. They have playing like at the defensive tackle spot. It is someone that they do not have a number for. Ball's batted down. Quick pass attempt by Matthew Hamilton. So it's third and 10 from the 37. Hamilton has it back out to the huddle. They have two huge linemen in there with Round County running the football a bit. Blake Osgood is not one I was referring to, 230 yards, but they do have Kayvon Young, who's 280 yards, and they have one more who's wearing a different number than is on their roster, who's about, looks like about 280. They were so quick in the backfield, it was going to be a reverse, I believe. But anyway, Jackson Hamilton gets it, but nothing he could do about it. He was tackled immediately. The ball is back at the 33-yard line, and it's 4th and 14. And Deshaun Watson is back to punt for Round County. Clock running, 5:20 to go before halftime.
Well, Kenton Johnson back to the lead for the Royals.
Snap back. Watson has to go back and get it. Now he punts it. And it's caught, dropped, and going to the ground with it is Rout, I believe. Tegan Rout. And he caught it, took a chance on catching it, but he really gave good field position for the Mason County Royals with that. They'll get it at the 4:58 mark here of the second quarter. It'll be first and 10, and it will be in Round County territory at the 48-yard line. Now, if that one had hit the turf the way the Mason County punt did, it would have rolled also, but Round County not fortunate. A nice play by Rowdy. Did take a chance on maybe dropping it. Thomas throws it out in the flat. It's caught across the way.
Incomplete.
Max Arrowsmith made the catch.
It's
down to the 34-yard line. Pick up a 14 and a first down. They're moving away from us on the far right side of the field. Got a new running back in there, looks like. Thomas rolls back, and he is going to be sacked. Thomas. Nice sack for Jackson Hamilton.
Correction, sack by number 5, Madden Owens.
No, that was Madden Owens who got in there on that. It wasn't 6, it was number 5. And the ball's back at the 41-yard line, and it's 2nd and 17.
We have 2nd and 12.
The numbers 5, 6, 8, and 9 look just the same. Back to Thomas, handoff up the middle, and fumble on the field. Who's going to get to it? Mason County's going to pick it up and gain additional yardage. But Round County, he fumbled it also again. Now Round County will get it. Well, I think they're going to give it to Mason County. Waiting for a signal. They put it down on the 27-yard line, and Mason County dribbled it down the field. They picked up 14 yards and a first down on that, with the ball hitting the ground and bouncing up twice. I'm sorry, it'd be third down and 4, not a first down. Snap back to Thomas, hands off, and getting the first down. Well, it's Trey Walker.
Number 2, Trey Walker on the carry for the Royals, brought down by several.
Well, now they're going to pick the ball up and spot it back at the 25-yard line. So it's going to be a yard short of the first down. And they're going to go for it on fourth and one. The play looked ugly, and I don't think they may not have gotten it, but Joe Billman, I think, has it marked as a first down, to be honest with you. Nope, Roy Wright says, no, we don't even need to measure it. It's Round County's ball on downs with 2:33 to go here in the second quarter.
It'll be Viking ball, first and 10.
Round, get it first and 10 on the 24.
24 and a half yard line.
Sex just passed the 24, but looks like they have the chain set up on the, now they backed it up. They wouldn't have backed it up. If you measured it from there, it might have been a first down for Mason County. Clock stopped at 2:33. We're closing in on the half. Snap back. Throw out to Madden Owen. And that looked like Abram Norton throwing the football, and it was.
Number five, Madden Owen, is incomplete.
It was a little behind Madden Owen. It'll be second and 10 from the 24.
Second and 10 for the Vikings.
Abram Norton banged up, a hip flexor. He's out there giving it a go right now. That was a... They were not surprised that it was going to Madden Owen. I would think they were, the Mason County defense was surprised it got there in a hurry. Empty backfield, and Will Richardson was about 2 yards down the field, and they still had not snapped the football. So it's going to be second and 15 from the 19. .228, clock stopped. Empty backfield. Norton gets it. Goes out in the flat. It's caught. And let's see who it is. He's got lots of running room. That may be Jackson Hamilton. Nope. Yes, it is Jackson Hamilton. And it's out past midfield. First and 10 for Round County. And timeout called by Mason County. 2:19 to go before halftime, 6-0. Mason County, will be back in a moment here on WIVY.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whittaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whittaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whittaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Snap back to Abram Norton. He was hit as he threw, and the ball sailed over the head of Madden Owen and also Cole Messer. That'll be second and 10 from the 49. That last play, 32 yards on the pass from Norton to Jackson Hamilton. A lot of folks in the stands tonight. A lot of folks walking around in the stands tonight. Norton, shotgun, sit back. Hands it off to Richardson, and he's going to get inside the 45-yard line of Mason County.
Down to the 42-yard line.
Going to be third down. They put it on the 42, so it's third down and three.
Again, seven on the play. It'll be third and three for the Vikings.
1:47, clock running, 6-0. As we've only played 44 minutes of actual time in this contest. Snap back, Norton gets it down in a flat, too high, incomplete. Tried to hit Jackson Hamilton, and that's going to be fourth and three from the 42. Minute 26. If they go for it here and are not successful, this will be good field position for Mason County with, I believe, two timeouts left. Both teams have two timeouts left. The only score of this game came back. First drive of the game, three plays, 50 yards, a minute and 35 seconds. Trey Walker. Here comes a runner, and he's not going to get the first down. Well, you never know with a spot.
Near
Hamilton carried it. We're waiting for the spot. Roy Wright signals timeout, and we'll bring the chains across for a first down.
Very close to a Viking
measurement.
Timeout for measurement.
Minute 16 to go.
Fans, be sure to figure out a halftime homecoming festivities.
Somebody's got to pick up the chains and bring it across. Joe Billman picks it up, holds the chain at the 45-yard line. That's the back major line marker. He will bring it all the way across the field. Puts it down. They stretch it out. No signal as of yet. They're having to get down and look closely. First down, Round County. First and 10 from the 39 or 38. Can't tell because the Round County bench is blocked. Now they bring it out to the near side hash mark. Put it right down on the 39-yard line. And minute 16 to go, and they will start the clock.
From the Mason County 39-yard line.
Birchfield goes left, Madden Owen right. First time we've had two split outs. And this one, back to Norton. Norton throws it right into the middle of Madden Owen and three defenders. Ram County dodges a bullet because the ball falls to the turf. Mason County's not worried about not having five or six folks in the defensive backfield because they're really quick. They can respond to a run play or a pass play quickly. They have four on the line. Now the fifth one is up. Back to Owen. Goes down the middle, and it is caught. Caught. Braden Birchfield goes up and takes it away from, I believe, Nazir Metz. And it's on the 10-yard line, first and goal for Round County. From the 10, 50 seconds to go. Again, Round County has two timeouts. In motion is Richardson. Norton goes deep, and the receiver's knocked down, and there comes Cable Wright. He's a pitcher, a former pitcher, and he left-handed that one about 20 yards across the field.
Has been appeared against Mason County.
I'm going to see by rule where they put it.
Half the distance to the goal.
They're going to mark it. It's going to be First and goal from the 5.
An automatic first down.
36 seconds to go in the quarter.
Vikings are first and goal from the Mason County 5.
And coming up at halftime, they'll be crowning the king and queen. We'll have those folks for you. And then we have an interview with Chris McClurg of St. Clair Healthcare. Okay, up to the line. Two backs in the backfield with Norton. Norton gets it, fakes it. Now he needs to get rid of it. He throws around, throws in the infield, and it is intercepted. Threw it into trouble. Looked like Kenton Johnson may have picked that one up. 28 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Mason County will get it. And it should be at the 20-yard line, first and 10.
20-yard line, it'll be first and 10 Royal.
The Rand County only with a couple of receivers out, sometimes three, and everybody's double-teamed by Mason County. It's if they can't outrun him to the ball, there's problems. Thomas in the shotgun goes back to pass. He's going to throw it deep, and it's caught. And he is all the way down into Round County territory at the 44.
Ball by the Aston Vikings, 44-yard line, first down, Mason County.
There, chains are being moved. Now he went out of bounds, they say, so they're not going to start the clock. Thomas, without the clock running, taking his time. Now goes back and rolls to the near side, squares up, gets it out in the flat, and it's incomplete. That was intended for C.J. Arthur, but was wide. They ran off 6 seconds, so it's second and 10 from the 44. In playing without a key player, Landon Silly, who is at a baseball camp. Obviously, mostly sports stand out. Leading receiver for this team. Back it goes. But it is Thomas. He dances around. Now he steps up. Throws out in the flat. It's caught. And down to the 24-yard line. That was caught by Jamarion Bluford, and a timeout taken by the Mason County Royals. It will be first and 10 on the 25-yard line. We're a little late getting out of it, so we'll keep it right here as we're only 5 seconds away from halftime. Thomas has a big advantage over the Round County quarterback, and he may have 3, 4, maybe 5 receivers out in the patterns. And he can run around. He's got great feet. Run around until someone gets open. Again, later on tonight, we will select the St. Clair Healthcare Round County Viking player of the game. Here comes Mason County back out. Grand County with looks like a dime package. Josh Drake is back at the 5. Here Thomas goes back. He's going to step up. Throws it deep into the end zone, and it is intercepted by Deshaun Watson as time runs out in the first half. Well, Round County has perhaps played its best half of football this season. They will go to the locker room and will get the football to start the second half, trailing only 6-0. the Mason County Royals got their 6 points on the first drive of the game, and the rest of it is Round County has pretty much controlled field position. Round County trailing Mason County 6-0. When we come back, we'll go over the scoring of that half, and that won't take very long. And then we'll move along on to our halftime feature. And eventually in the half, we'll tell you who is the king and who is the queen of the Round County homecoming. Back shortly here on WIVY.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance here in Moorhead. Need some extra cash? Think Eagle Finance. Thinking about fixing up the house this fall or needing a few car repairs? Whatever the reason, come see us at Eagle Finance. We are located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Back here at Paul Hoosley Stadium on Mount Viking Hill at halftime, Round County trails Mason County 6-0. The only score of that half came on the first drive of the game. It was a kick that squirted down the field. It was laid on the tee, not stood on the tee, and it was Mason County got it at the 50-yard line. It took them 3 plays and 50 seconds. Trey Walker scored on a 3-yard run, and the pass failed, and that was it. Now, the impressive drive of the half was Round County's first drive of the game. They took it at the 10-19 mark of the first quarter, drove it all the way down inside the 10-yard line, but a pass was intercepted by Route of Mason County. It was a 15-play drive that took over 10 minutes and 19, actually took 10 minutes and 24 seconds off the clock, and there was an interception. Actually, then back, Round County gets it, and Mason County gets it, and Round County gets an interception. Mason County's next drive, they punted. Brown County got it, and they drove it down, almost got a first down, but ended up punting. On to the second quarter we went, and Brown County had another long drive. It didn't take as much time. They got it with 2:33 and drove it down, but then threw a pass interception in the end zone. Mason County got it back, and Round County held. Round County will get the football when we start the second half. We'll tell you the homecoming queen and king candidates are being introduced. After our halftime feature, we'll tell you who were crowned homecoming queen and king. The king candidates are Slade White, Josh Drake, Colby Wilburn, Trevor Gibson, Deshaun Watson, Jackson Greenhill, Lane Pelfrey, Kevin Roberts, Braden Birchfield, and Weston Maxey. The girls' queen candidates are Layla Green, Adam Autumn Eggleston, Natalie Northcutt, Allison Ingalls, Rachel Whalen, Destiny Utterback, Araya Eggleston, Marley Hurst, Grace Crisp, and Sophia Price. We'll be back with our halftime feature after this on WIVY.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware has a lot to offer and a little bit of everything. We have ladders for those tall jobs and wheelbarrows for the dirty jobs. Tired of hand driving those nails? We have nail guns to save your thumbs. Drills are pretty much a household tool, and we have those too. We even have siding removal tools and Dremel tools. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. And that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef chuck round roast is just $5.59 a pound. Two boxes of Mueller's egg noodles or lasagna are only $4. And speaking of only $4, the 48-ounce carton of Breyers Premium Ice Cream is also just $4. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead.
IGA.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
At halftime, our guest tonight is Chris McClurg, the Chief Financial Officer at St. Clair Healthcare. And St. Clair Healthcare is one of our sponsors of Round County Sports. They also sponsor the Round County Viking Player of the Game, and it's great to have them do that. And Chris, for the sake of honesty, we're talking on Thursday at the Scramble, and this is an amazing event, and it's going to raise maybe as much as $100,000 for the Bath County and where they lost their Christian Social Services.
As you know, I think they had a fire last year that damaged their ability to serve their people in Owingsville. They came to us. We did a similar thing the prior year over in Sandy Hook. Glad to help out our neighbors in our neighboring county. We've got great turnout today. We're reaching close to $100,000 that we're going to donate back to Bath County Christian Social Services so that they can rebuild and be able to serve the folks of Owingsville and Bath County.
Don Lloyd is really interested in taking care of the surrounding communities.
Absolutely. You know, you ask that question, you know, St. Clair Healthcare is located in Moorhead, but we have locations in Olive Hill, Sandy Hook, Frenchburg, and Owingsville, and we're looking to expand over into West Liberty.
Where's that going to go in West Liberty?
So we're looking at a location right off 519. I believe there's a double quick right next door to the double quick. Generous donation from a family over in West Liberty for a piece of property, and we're looking at about a $10 million project as far as to build a clinic.
There's no question St. Clair continues to more and more every year come a part of those communities.
That is correct. I mean, we want to be the source for health care for people in our region. You know, we see ourselves as serving Round, Bath, Carter, Elliott, Morgan, Fleming, Lewis counties. That's our area. There are people, a lot of folks I know that live in those communities come to Moorhead to go to school, come to a hospital, shop, what have you, and we want to take care of those folks.
One of the things that's been talked about and has begun lately are the urgent treatment centers. I keep getting the questions, why do we still have two of them? Because with the new one out by the interstate and also the one there on East Moorhead, they're both needed, aren't they?
They're very needed. You know, originally the idea was to build the one out by Cracker Barrel and Hampton Inn, Starbucks, out on 64. But we started down on US 60 East, and when we saw such a demand from the public, they were so busy, when we opened the second location, we didn't lose any business. We gained business. They're both setting records. I think this past week, you know, we've been seeing probably about 200 visits at both locations. The public likes it. The people that we've got in those locations, they understand how to serve and get people in, get people out, and take care of them. That's what we want to do.
If someone goes in there and the personnel running one of those sees that they need to go to the hospital, I would assume they're transferred immediately.
That's exactly right. So those locations are built specifically for on-demand type service, but they are trained that if somebody comes in and it's more than just your normal cough, cold, scratch, what have you, if they find something that needs a higher level of care, they immediately get you into the emergency room.
Lately, you all announced working with Marshall Orthopedics. And, of course, we have a great educational alignment with the University of Kentucky. Is that something you see down the road as happening with others?
So at St. Clair, we've got a lot of partnerships with a whole lot of other community members, you know, regionally and statewide. And we're looking to leverage those relationships as best we can to serve our people. We saw the opportunity to partner with Marshall on sports medicine and orthopedics as just one step with another partner. We're looking to make as many relationships with as many people as we need to serve the patients of our area.
How many medical personnel are you employing now at St. Clair?
So for St. Clair as a whole, we employ approximately 1,200 associates, be it, you know, physicians, nurses, nurse practitioners, maintenance folks, registration folks, dietary people. We've got all types of jobs, and we're always looking for people that would be excited to come work with us to help us deliver care to people in our area. Mr. Lloyd's been such a blessing to our community and our hospital, and he's really pro-growth in terms of let's make sure people don't have to leave our area for anything, and let's give them everything they need right here at home.
That's Chris McClurg, Chief Financial Officer at St. Clair Healthcare, and we'll be back with more at halftime after this on WIVY. Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Off-road enthusiasts, the CF Moto Power Fest sales event is going on at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling. Get a load of these dirt-slinging deals. Score $400 to $800 rebates off 21 and 22 ATVs. Save $500 to $1,200 on all remaining 21 and 22 side-by-sides. A $1,000 rebate off the 23 Z-Force 950 HO Sport. All other 23 ATVs and side-by-sides come with a 3-year limited warranty. Visit Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling today.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Summertime and the living is easy here off the beaten path in and around Moorhead and Round County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and take your pick of outdoor music or indoor folk art or fishing or hiking or water sports or whatever floats your boat here where the bluegrass meets the mountains in the foothills of the Daniel Boone National Forest. We're off the beaten path, but easy to find. Just follow the fun.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Back here at halftime with Mason County leading Round County 6-0 on homecoming night at Round County. And congratulations to homecoming queen Layla Green and homecoming king Deshaun Watson. They've just completed the crowning. They're posing all for pictures down to our right. And congratulations to those two students for being selected king and queen. Let's go over some other games going on tonight, or not going on in the case of Moorhead State University. The football this week has the week off. Now, tomorrow it will be family weekend at MSU, and there's also the Moorhead Arts and Crafts Festival. It's from 11 to 4 in downtown Moorhead, and Jeff Ray and I will be there for a remote broadcast from 11 to 1. The Arts and Crafts Festival goes from 11 until 4. Kentucky has another home game tomorrow night in football. It'll be Akron at 7:30. You can hear the game on WKCA 97.7 and or view it on ESPNU. Viking Sports Extra will be with you in the morning at 9 o'clock from the downtown Healy Family McDonald's. And we'll have some guests from football and from other sports also. Cincinnati Reds lead 3-0 in the sixth inning, and that's why you're not hearing this football game, is why you're not hearing the Reds on WIVY tonight. Among the games going on, I will tell you this, among Round County opponents, Bath County, East Carter, Boyd County, and Fleming County are both off. They are not playing this week. Round County will not play next week. That will be their off week. Some games going on. Pikeville is at Belfry. Johnson Central is at Don Community of Cincinnati. Ballard is at GRC. Lawrence County, a previous opponent, is at Harlan County, and Greenup County is at Montgomery County. That's a district foe for Round County. Greenup County is. Highlands is at Raceland. District foe Ashland is at Russell. And Powell County is at West Carter. Round County will play West Carter in its final game of the season. Again, at the half, Round County trails Mason County 6-0. Round County will get the football to start the second half. We'll be back shortly here on WIVY.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. Because of the vacancy for circuit judge, there is a special election on November 7th. I am seeking the unexpired term for circuit judge for Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Rowan counties because I have the experience to do the job and because I care about you. I want to provide you and your family a fair and efficient experience in the court system. Vote for me, Beth Mays, for circuit judge on November 7th. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, circuit judge, John T. Lane, treasurer.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the best ever Big Mac burger. Take it away, Hamburglar.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, there's more special sauce in every bite.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, rubble, rubble.
Buy McDonald's best Big Mac and get a free order of medium fries. Only in the app. Offer valid once per day through October 2nd at participating McDonald's. Excludes tax. Must opt into rewards.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop will have a yard sale on Saturday, September 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street. There'll be great deals on household items, decor, and much more. Everything will be priced less than $20. Check out all the bargains, enjoy the soda fountain, and get prescriptions filled. That's the Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop yard sale on Saturday, September 16th with great deals on household items, decor, and much, much more. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street in Moorhead. Well, we're just about set for the second half. Round County will receive the kickoff. As you stepped away or just joined us, Layla Green, the homecoming queen tonight, and Deshaun Watson, the homecoming king. And first half, if you're surprised, it's only 6-0. Round County held the ball on one occasion on a drive for 10 minutes and 24 seconds. But did not score, and the only score of the game came on the first drive of the half by the Mason County Royals. Kickoff for Mason County is Colton Kinney. We're ready to play. Almost kicked down to Deshaun Watson at the 10-yard line, back to 8. Now he comes back up the field, tries to get around the edge, and they're going to call a illegal block on Round County. And he's tackled inside the 15-yard line, and that will probably be half the distance beyond that. We'll spot it for you in just a moment. The illegal block. Looks like we're going to mark it from the 16 or 17 yard line. Let's see. We'll just wait until they put it down.
10 yard penalty. Ball will be spotted at the.
The ball is at the 8 yard line.
Where they will start first and 10.
The chains are set. Certainly not there. They're set at the 8. First and 10 from the 8-yard line for Round County. And they're going to get 5 yards for this. It's going to be first and 5 from the 13. As Mason County had a player, looked to be Taylor White, jump into the neutral zone. Encroachment. Now first and 5. And handoff goes to Jackson Hamilton. And it's back at the 11 now. Loss of 2. Second down and 7 to go. Matthew Hamilton back in at quarterback. Abram Norton came in late in the half and threw quite a few passes. Birchfield sets up in a tight end slot. Madden Owen goes to the far left side. He's being covered over there by Nazir Metz. Was thrown out. And Madden Owen has to come get it. He just threw the ball out there, and Metz was on him immediately, but he did a good job not allowing it to be intercepted. It's back at the 7-yard line, so it'll be 3rd and 11 to go. Grand County did not get good field position, and now Mason County is really trying to hold them deep. Approaching the 10-minute mark of the third quarter. Birchfield with two receivers each way in an empty backfield. And they jump off sides. Well, no, they say they didn't. Ball's out. And a gain out to about the 12-yard line. That was Jackson Hamilton. So it's be 4th and 6.
12-yard line. We're at 4th and 7 for Lightning.
Brown County will punt. Deshaun Watson is in.
Deshaun Watson in punt formation for the
Lightning. Looked as though that Mason County had jumped offside, but they must just have stayed out of the neutral zone. Moran is deep. Sean Watson drops it. He's going to have to run with it, and it's going to be Mason County football inside the 10-yard line. It's a bad snap, and with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, Mason County is going to get great field position. First and goal. First and goal from the 9-yard line. Mason County is going to come straight from the sidelines out to the football. It's on the near side, hash mark, near side of the field. Brown stopped them deep in this type of field position. Once back in the half. Thomas waits for the snap. He pitches out to the right side to Walker, and Walker is going to go in for the score. And with about the same as much time in the first half, Walker scored a touchdown as he does here in the second half. What was it? Trey Walker.
Touchdown, Mason County.
9 run. The one play drive took 7 seconds, 8:53 here in the third quarter. Mason County goes up 12-0. They're going to attempt the extra point. This is Ryan Skaggs. Oh. Snaps back. Nice job of recovering on the snap, and he managed to get it through. So with 8:53 to go in the third quarter, it's 13-0. Mason County back after this on WIVY.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Kickoff was down to about the 10-yard line, and returning it for Round County was Josh Drake, and he didn't get much at all. So Round County with 8:46. We'll get it first and 10. At the 18-yard line. Mason County back out, certainly fired up this half. Round County needs to at least keep the ball for a couple of first downs. Try to stay out on the field for a moment. Matthew Hamilton under center, two backs in the backfield. Not much room for the first man through. Still trying to pick up the number.
No game on the play for the Vikings. We're at second and 10.
Jackson Hamilton, maybe. They were completely swarmed by the Mason County defense. May have been JT Judd who carried that ball. Matthew Hamilton under center comes back, hands off to Jackson Hamilton, and he gets out past the 10-yard line. Watching for the spot. Still not put it down. Put it down on the 20. Gain of 2. Third down and 8 to go. Matthew Hamilton has the play. Back in the huddle. 7:15 to go in the third quarter. Mason County's put 7 on the board here in the second half to lead 13-0. Yama goes back and it was a, well, I can't tell what Roy Wright is signaling. Ball is out at the 20-yard line. And it's 4th and 8. And it was one of those inside handoffs, and The back was completely swarmed by the Royal defense. Drake is punting this one, and he gets it out over the 40-yard line, and it's going to go all the way out to the 46-yard line. 26-yard punt. Mason County will have it here in the third quarter with 5:57 to go. First and 10 in Round County territory at the 46-yard line. Here's Mason County out. Thomas in the shotgun, goes back, throws over the middle, wide open is receiver. He gets it inside the 35-yard line for a first down. That was Jamarian Bluford. He goes to the 34, pickup of 12, first and 10 for Mason County. Mason County with trips to the near side, one receiver to the right side, one back in the backfield. Looks like Moran. Snap back. They do hand it off. Not much there for that first back through. It was Kenton Johnson, actually. It's at the 34-yard line. Wow, that's no gain. Second and 10. Once again, trips to the wide side of the field, which is the near side. And a single receiver out to the right. Johnson. Back Thomas gets it, throws it out in the flat, and it's caught by Garyon McLean, and it's a first down. Boy, got it out there in a hurry, the pass. There is a flag, though, on the play. See where they mark it from. Then it's going to be marked all the way back to the 39-yard line. Ends up just being a 5. Second down and 15. Just a 5-yard penalty after that. Thomas waits for the snap, gets it, steps in, throws over the middle, and it is incomplete.
Thomas pass is incomplete.
So it'll be third and 15. The intended receiver was Bluford. He goes to the sidelines, and in comes Bryce Moran. He's going to split out to the left side. That's part of the trips package. Three receivers left, one right. Keyshawn Thomas waits for the snap, gets it, and goes straight back to pass. He's got wholesale blitz for Round County. They sent the house, and it's going to be fourth down. I'm sorry, that would be third down in 15. Yeah, it was fourth. They finally took a little time to flip the downs marker. Looks as though Keyshawn Thomas is going to stay on the field, and they're going to go for it. Waiting for the snap. Back, he goes straight back to pass. Throw over the middle is caught, and it's going to be a first down. Grand County was playing really soft. They were playing really too soft. First and 10. The 23-yard line, pickup of 16 on the play. .406 to go in the third quarter, clock running. Back to Thomas, looks out. Out of the flat to a wide open receiver. There are so many flags called for that illegal block. It's not even funny. Max Arrowsmith is going to be charged with the block, either a hold or a block in the back or some kind of illegal block. But it would have been a touchdown, but there wasn't even any use describing it because it was absolutely coming back. C.J. Arthur caught the ball, but he was wide open because his the defender had been tackled from the 23 back to the 33, I would expect. No, back to the 30. This will be first and 17
from the Viking 30.
I thought they were going to mark that from the line of scrimmage, but guess not. Thomas checks his armband. Now, waits for the snap from shotgun. He hands it off, and breaking loose is Trey Walker. He gets down to the 20-yard line. It's going to be second and 7 from the 20. Next, they put it on the 19, so it's going to be second and 6 from the 19.
Second and 6 for the Royals.
Grand County really needs to come up with a stop here. Struggling to score on offense. Defensive score will be just what the doctor ordered. 2:40 at the clock running here in the third quarter. Thomas goes out, throws across the middle, and it is incomplete. So it's going to be 3rd and 6 from the 19.
Primary on the boundary. They got 3rd and 6 for the Royals.
Trying to pick up the receiver. Well, and there's another flag. Illegal shift. So still going to be 2nd down. Looks like it's going to be 2nd and 11 now from the 24. Jeffrey Roy, right, he doesn't get a lot of air time with his flags. He must just drop them. Because neither radio station nor the PA guy was picking that one up until the play was over. And a nice tackle there by Madden Owen is trying to get around the left side is Trey Walker. But Owen stopped him right there. It's at the 26-yard line. So it'll be 3rd and 13.
3rd and 14 for the Royals.
Substitutions for Mason County. They now have two receivers each way in the backfield. Kenton Johnson is back there with Keyshawn Thomas. Shotgun back. Thomas throws over the middle and a nice defensive play there by Round County's Grayson Smith as he reached around and batted the ball down without interfering with the receiver. So it'll be 4th and 13 from the 26.
4th and 14.
Mason County's going to go for it. few moments ago, they tried the jailhouse blitz, brought everybody, but only four up on the line of scrimmage right now. Now back to Thomas. He goes back to pass, steps up, throws way over the middle, and it is going to be picked off. Back up the field with it. I believe it's Birchfield. I believe that was Braden Birchfield. It was. He picks it off in the right around the goal line, and Round County will get it with 1:18 to go here in the third quarter. And it'll be first and 10 at the 27-yard line. I believe that's the 28. First and 10 from the 28 of Round County. Boy, that was a nice play by Birchfield. He was actually on another receiver, saw the quarterback's eyes, and a receiver breaking to the middle of the field on a post pattern, and he cut him off and ran it back to the 28-yard line. Handoff goes to, oh, almost breaking it. That was JT Judd. So the second down. Put it on the 35, picked up of 7, second and 3. It was just one hand of one tackler from being gone for a lot more yardage than that. Shotgun formation. Hand off to Judd once again, and he's going to be caught in the backfield.
Judd on the carry for the Vikings.
It'll be third down. Put it on the 32-yard line. This is third and 5. And they're going to let time run out in the quarter. At the end of three quarters, it's Mason County 13, Round County nothing. Back in a moment on WIVY.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
We'll go to the fourth quarter. 13-0. Third and 5 from the 32. Snap back, hand off, it's a reverse. Richardson, he just drops it. He drops it. Can he get it back? He did. He got it back, but back at the 15-yard line, a loss of 17. So it'll be 4th and 22. Richardson was trying to get around right in, but Mason County had so many defenders in the backfield.
Fourth and 23 for the Vikings.
Drake is going to punt. And Deshaun Watson is the snapper.
And
Drake. High punt. And it's going to hit. And kick out near the 45-yard line, 44-yard line, it looks like. And that's where Mason County is going to get it with 10:55 to go in this game. Ball on the far side hash mark right at the 44-yard line of Round County. Cincinnati Reds not on tonight since we have Round County football, but they lead New York 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. Thomas waits in the shotgun. Thomas running, and he... There's going to be a block in the back, an illegal block in the back. It doesn't matter how far it goes, it's coming back. The flag is back at the 42-yard line. A hold will be spotted, probably be marked from the line of scrimmage. Let's see what they do with this one. Trying to find the football. And still moving the
Royal 15 yards,
backing the ball back up. Still wait for the spot. It was first and 10 from the 44. Ball's going to end up at the 48-yard line. 46-yard line. So it is going to be a 10-yard penalty mark from the spot of the current line of scrimmage. And they're still talking about it. It's going to be first down again. And we finally figure out where the ball is going to be spotted. Now Roy Rice is going to have to come over and explain it to Kelly Ford. Illegal block in the back, blindside block was what it ended up being called, and it's going to be at the 46-yard line. First and 20 from the 46 of Mason County. Oh, they're not through yet. Actually, it's now back to the 37-yard line. I'm sorry, the 42-yard line. First and 24, and I have no idea how they arrived at doing that. And illegal procedure, they're going to back it up some more for Mason County. It's back on the 37 now. First and 29. I have a feeling somehow that should have been first and 30 right now, but no one was really sure about how they were going to mark it. First down, to get a first down, the Royals have to get to the 34-yard line of Round County. But it's just first down. Thomas hands it off, and... looks like it was Trey Walker. It was Walker.
Richardson with initial contact for the Vikings.
Gets it to the
Hamilton, number 6, in on the tackle for the Vikings.
39-yard line, so it's 2nd and 27.
2-yard gain on the play.
10:18 to go, clock running.
27 for the Royals.
6 points in the first quarter for Mason Ken. And then 7 here in the third.
Thomas on quarterback keep.
Thomas keeps it, and he gets outside the 40-yard line. Thomas was stopped to just outside the 41-yard line. We'll call it the 42. Pick up a 3. Third down and 24.
And one on the play for the third and 26 for the Royals. It's third down, Vikings fans. Third and long.
Mason County in no hurry. Back to Thomas. I'm going to sprint out to the right. Goes over the middle, and it was deflected.
Down.
Looks like Madden Owen got a piece of it and batted it down. Fourth down and 24 from the 42.
Fourth and 27 for the Royals. Mason County in punt formation.
Back.
Drake and Watson back to receive for the Vikings.
The punt is Mason County. Line drive punt. And it's going to get a good roll down inside the 25-yard line. 9 minutes, 8:51. They finally stop it. At 8:57, Round County will get it. First and 10 for Round County on the Mason County Royals. Got a great roll on that punt. Had a 49-yarder earlier in the game on a similar punt. So at the 23-yard line, first and 10. Sounds like we've got a snake charmer here in the stadium. Snap. To Matthew Hamilton, and throw is picked off at the 39. Running it back is Moran. And back for a touchdown.
Touchdown.
8:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Mason County scores again on a defensive touchdown. Bryce Moran. A 41-yard interception return. And they'll go for the kick again. With Ryan Skaggs. The holder is number 10. And it was Max Arrowsmith, and the kick is up and good. It's now Mason County 20, Round County nothing. We'll be back in a moment.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Number 10, Cameron Cross, back to the receiving for the Vikings. Kickoff. And recovered by a Round County player around the 34-yard line.
At their own
33-yard line. 8:44 to go here in the fourth quarter. Round County gets it back. First and 10 from the 34. Hamilton, under center. Counter play off to... Look like Birchfield.
Good on the carry for the Vikings. Lost on the play.
And it'll be back to the 33-yard line. Clock running with 8:20 to go in this one. Six in the first quarter, seven in the third, and now seven more here in the fourth for Mason County. Grand County's had some chances, has not been able to get it in the end zone. Hamilton. Pitch back, not much room there. I think they got back to the line of scrimmage.
J.T. Judd on the carry for the Vikings.
Pitch was back to Judd.
No gain on the play. We got third and 11.
Third down, 11 to go for the Vikings. Waiting for the snap, under center, Hamilton. Off to Richardson, he tries to cut it back. He gets out beyond the 35-yard line, out near the 37. So, but it's going to make it fourth and seven.
35 out to the 38-yard line. It'll be fourth and six for the Vikings.
Brown County's going to punt again. Drake is back. Deshaun Watson is the long snapper on the punts. That's, they were struggling when he was back in punt formation, so he just bring in another punter, Drake, and Deshaun will do the snapping. Deshaun crowned homecoming king at halftime. Queen was Layla Green. Snap back. Drake punts it off the right, fair catch and made. Called for and made by Bryce Moran. So Mason County gets it with 5:52 left in the game here in the fourth quarter. First and 10 for the Royals on the 38-yard line of Mason County. Looks like we got Thomas started to think we had a new quarterback, but Thomas is out there. But Moran's in the backfield with him, two receivers each way. 5:52, this series of downs starts, and off right tackle. And it was Kenton Johnson, the 12, not the 11. with Moran. They put it on the 43-yard line. Pick up a 5. Second and 5.
Gained about 5 on the play. Bring up second and 5.
Two receivers on each side of the formation. Snap comes. Hand off. And, nope, he ends up keeping it. And gets around and gets the first down. And a flag. And Mason County is clapping. It's right in front of their bench. It's going to be a first down on the rush alone out near the down to the 46-yard line. Personal foul. Just a personal foul. They're going to mark it probably from the 46. If they do, it should get down to the 31. But that's... Trying to figure out the yardage of a penalty has been a little tough tonight because it stops at the 33-yard line. First and 10. Snap back. Throw out in the flat. And making the catch.
Final pass is complete.
Was Bluford. He's been active in this game. Put it to the 15-yard line. First down. First and 10 from the 15.
First down, Mason County.
Clock now under 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Snap back. Handoff. Trey Walker inside the 10-yard line. Up the middle.
Tackle middle. Contact by 44, Will Richardson.
Get it to the 9. Second down and 4 to go. Trips left. One receiver to the right. Thomas goes back, goes out in the flat, and he launches him out there. Was Bluford. He was tackled at the 1. First and goal from the 1-yard line. Chris Cross stopped the touchdown. Yeah, I don't think we've seen Thomas under center. We do there. He comes back and hands it off, and we'll have
touchdown, Mason County.
Yeah. They called it for Jackson. Anyway, it's 3:03 to go in the game. Kick by Skaggs is good, and it's 27-0 Mason County. We'll be back in a moment here on WIVY.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For fill-ups and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Six play, 62-yard drive that took 2 minutes and 49 seconds. McKay and Jackson scored on a 1-yard run, and Skaggs added the extra point. Here's the kickoff, little pooch kick, and Mason County's going to get to it and recover it.
Short kick.
Just popped it over the line and
on the right 40-yard line.
Just make sure, but so far it looks like it's been signaled to. They're going to put the ball for Mason County with 3:03 to go in the fourth. They've not put the ball down yet, still hanging on to it. At the 40-yard line of Round County. And a timeout called by Mason County. So we'll be back after this on WIVY.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
First and 10 from the 40-yard line of Rowan County. And we've had some changes. We have a new quarterback in there. Ball is handed off to Hayden Horn, but the quarterback is wearing number 23, I think so. Grooms looks like is taking the snap. Grooms, 6'3", sophomore, takes a snap, and he ends up keeping it. Horn.
Contact by number 5, Madden Owens. Assist on the tackle, number 44, Will Richardson, and others.
Rand County takes a timeout. It's going to be 3rd and 12. 11, rather, at the 41. Too late to take the timeout now. Teams will break by the time about the time we would get out of here. Grooms is listed as a wide receiver. The backup quarterback, Taken Rout, was listed, but he is not in there. Again, Round County has the next week off. And they will start district play on the 29th of September at Putnam Stadium in Ashland against Ashland Blazer. .213 on the clock. Grooms in the shotgun formation. Handed off up the middle, and they're stopped.
Lincoln County carries the ball across the 40, down to the 38-yard line.
In fact, the ball carrier was Avery. So, Bath County took another time. Excuse me, Round County took another timeout.
There's timeout on the field.
.203 to go. Round County trying to get the football back one more time in this one. Short timeout. Mason County is also off next week, and they will play Holmes on the road on the 29th. Fourth and eight, and ball thrown, and a catch made. Yeah, that's all the way across the field.
Cross on the tackle for the Vikings. Ball spotted on the Vikings.
Micah Payne, a 5'11" sophomore, makes the catch on that fourth down play, and it is going to be first and goal from the 10. Grooms in the shotgun with a minute 32 to go. And it's handed off to Avery.
Number 53, Avery Barker, and number 5, Madden Owen on the tackle for the Vikings.
First and second and goal from the 10, from the 12 now, excuse me. They moved it up to the 11th. Grooms waits for the snap. Grooms and hands it off. Rushing was Horn. Ball is at the 14. So it'd be third and goal from the 14. And I don't believe we have to take another snap on this one. We do not. Mason County goes to 3-2 on the season. Round County falls to 1-4 as the Royals win it 27-0 here on homecoming night at Round County. We'll come back and begin our wrap-up of this contest after this on WIVY.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
And it was 6-0 at the end of the first half. 7 points in the third quarter for Mason County, 14 in the fourth, and 27-0 the final. The only score in the first half was Trey Walker's 3-yard run with 10:25 to go in the first quarter. In the second half, first time Mason County got the football, again, Trey Walker scored. It was on a 9-yard run. One play, 9 yards, 7-second drive. Ryan Skaggs added the extra point, and that made it 13-0, and that's the way the third quarter ended. In the fourth quarter, Bryce Moran scored on a 41-yard interception return with 8:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Skaggs added the extra point, and that made it 20-0. And then 3:03 to go in the fourth quarter. McKay and Jackson scored on a 1-yard run. Skaggs added the extra point, and that was the final score of the game. 27-0 was the final. Again, Brown County 1-4, and they will have a week off before playing Ashland. And the Mason County Royals are 3-2, and they will have a week off before they travel to Covington Homes. We'll be back with more here at the post-game show after this on WIVY.
Reno's Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno's Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the best ever Big Mac burger. Take it away, Hamburglar.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, there's more special sauce in every bite.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, rubble, rubble.
Buy McDonald's best Big Mac and get a free order of medium fries. Only in the app. Offer valid once per day through October 2nd at participating McDonald's. Excludes tax, must opt into rewards.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop will have a yard sale on Saturday, September 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street. There'll be great deals on household items, decor, and much more. Everything will be priced less than $20. Check out all the bargains, enjoy the soda fountain, and get prescriptions filled. That's the Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop yard sale on Saturday, September 16th with great deals on household items, decor, and much, much more. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coach Kelly Ford is on his way up to talk with us. He's going to be surprised. He's got a different looking location here with Jared out tonight, sick.
Jared out sick.
Yep. Well, it was an ugly, ugly game, but, you know, very early we played pretty well.
Played pretty well. That special team mishap could hurt us down there.
Yeah. Well, any more injuries? Let's try to find something positive here.
No major. I mean, I think Jackson tweaked his ankle again. I think Deshaun tweaked his ankle again. But
well, who? Let's choose the player of the game. I thought Madden Owen did some good things. I also thought Birchfield. It's some good thing. I'm sort of leaning toward Braden Birchfield. He had good on offense, and then also had that interception.
Great defensive PBUs.
Yeah, that's good. All right, our St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game, Braden Birchfield. And you can't hear me?
Mm-mm.
Oh, sorry. You can now.
Yeah, I got you now.
Yeah. There's nobody using that during this game. So, so Braden Birchfield's our player of the game. It never got out of hand until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel it for my team that, you know, they play so hard. And that's what I told them in the huddle. I said, I don't question you guys' effort. I mean, y'all play balls to the wall. Y'all always... encouraging each other. You know, our team morale is really good. And I've said that all along, that, you know, this is the first team that, you know, everybody likes each other. And they're a tight-knit group. And, the bright spot about this tonight, I mean, we started four freshmen. We had sophomores on the line. Those guys gained a lot of experience, just the speed of the game. The game was fast. I mean, they flew around. They made some plays. I mean, like you said, the first half, I mean, you take, you know, we had a drive that lasted 10 and a half minutes, same as our game plan. I mean, and like I talked to you early on, I said, you know, we got to control the clock. I mean, we got to limit possessions to give ourselves a shot to win this game. And, first half, those guys did it to the, you know, we get the ball down on the 12 one time, and we throw an interception. Then we turn around and get it on the 5, and we throw another interception. And, you know, we leave those points out there, you know, at halftime. I mean, we're really supposed to be up 12-6.
Yeah, really.
14-6.
That one fade route to
to Madden, he didn't have a chance to wrestle for it. He couldn't get to it to try to go up and catch it.
And that corner was really good. Yeah. I mean, he was textbook on his technique. You know, he took the opposite hand and held Madden down. And it's a, I mean, you teach that stuff all the time. And, you know, officials can't see that. So Madden didn't have an opportunity to go fight for it at all. But, you know, overall, you know, preseason's over. You know, we got an off week coming up. You know, I just told them, you know, you're off Sunday and Monday. And I even gave them Tuesday off. And we'll get back at it on Wednesday. You know, get back and, you know, get ready to head up to Putnam Stadium.
You know, Mason County's a good football team, and they were missing Silly. He was, well, their receiver, he was at a baseball camp or whatever like that. But they're a good football team. And, again, it was at the end of, even at the end of the third quarter, it was just 13 to nothing at that point.
Yeah, I mean, they're really athletic and, you know, had a lot of speed. And, you know, the thing about when you play speed, it makes you play faster. And I thought our guys did a really good job adapting to the speed of the game. You know, that big interception by Jackson over there on the sideline. And, you know, after the big first run on the zone read there, I mean, we settled down and played. I mean, defensively, I mean, I'm tickled to death the way they played tonight. And, you know, special teams hat, bad snap down there. Put our backs against the wall, that's another six. And then even, I mean, we threw a pick six down here to give them another six. So, overall, defensively, you know, the guys bounced back. Because we've gave up a lot of points this year. And we've played a lot of tough teams that, you know, bigger, stronger than us up front. But, you know, like I said, our guys played really, really well tonight to an extent. I mean, when we talked about it, that, you know, we got to put four quarters together. We can't put one, two, or three, and then go and try to go finish the game.
He even had a homecoming king tonight, Deshaun.
Yeah, you know, congratulations to him. Oh, man, he's well known in the building. You know, they got a lot of respect here at school. So, you know, we'll look at it. You know, we'll. You know, continue to get, you know, our young, like we say it all the time. I mean, the young, you know, we'll have our opportunities, you know, coming up in the next couple of years to bounce back on some of these losses. And I thought it was a piss poor call onside and up 27 nothing with 3 minutes, but that's okay. You know, paybacks is always a fun of the game. And my guys got tore up about it, but you know they morale'd, and you know I talked to them, and I said, well, I got 3 timeouts, so I can call them and keep my guys in line. So, other than that, we're tickled to death. Our guys play hard. They continue to grind. So I'm tickled to death for them.
Well, your kids just stayed and watched the band too.
Absolutely. I mean, they support the band. Anytime they perform after us, I mean, they're here. Miss Hipple and them does a tremendous job with the band. And, you know, one thing about it, you know, there's a football game is great with the band and, you know, support each other. And that's what my guys did. I say my seniors probably did that down there. That's the type of kids that I have.
Another huge crowd. I mean, I couldn't find a parking space. Look out over there.
I know it was homecoming, but, you know, I continue to thank the community that keeps coming out and supporting us. I know it's a rough year. I mean, we knew coming in it was going to be rough, and you know, we'll keep grinding. I mean, kids are getting better each and every week. We'll keep teaching, and you know, one day, I mean, it's going to pay off. And you know, you always circle the calendar, and this is one we'll circle.
Well, I guess we'll. See each other at breakfast again in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'll still take a look at it tonight, and see what our mishaps are. I mean, but you know, obviously, I mean, I'm tickled to death with Matthew Hamilton tonight, freshman first start, varsity game. kid, I mean, he ran the team. I mean, we had a 10.5-minute drive with that kid. And he's going to be a special one coming up through the next 3 years that we got him. And JT Judd, I mean, Tucker Fannin, Brody Barnett, you had Perkins.
It'd be nice to see. It's hard for up here to watch those young kids play on the line, but when you get to go back and run it back and forth on that on the video,
and then and even Caden Thurman tonight got his first varsity start. So we've got some young dudes coming. We got to make sure we get a major year in off season. And they got to get bigger, but it comes with growth, and we'll continue to grind at it. It's part of it. You have these schools. We don't have them knocking down the doorstep to come in here and play. So we play with our kids and what we got, and I love each and every one of them.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right,
hang around just a second, if you will. Let me close it up here. Certainly, thanks to Leela Green and Deshaun Watson for their honors at the homecoming tonight. Braden Birchfield, the St. Clair Healthcare Player of the Game. And off next week, and then start at Ashland. Thanks to Owen Mundy on studio controls. Thanks for the help from Mason County, also for all the athletic staff at Round County. And final score, once again, on this one, Mason County 27, Round County nothing. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County High School Football on the voice of the Vikings, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pond, Cave Run Pharmacy, the Citizens Bank of Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books, The Fuzzy Duck, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Niff, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Regional Medical Center, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Viking football on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Now more 24/7 fun on WIVY.